how to counter an argument. I'm firmly against plans to build a tram network in the city centre. Not only will this put a severe strain on our financial situation, there's also little evidence that it'll bring in any benefits. For example, the tram lobbyists claim that it could regenerate the city centre. That may be the case in some cities, but studies in other cities have shown that the opposite can happen. They also claim that we'll be able to recover our investment costs within 10 years. I'm afraid that simply isn't true. The fact is, it all depends on how much private investment we secure. So far, there's been very little interest in the scheme from private investors. And unless we get at least 75% of the investment money from private firms, we won't be able to build it. However, my biggest concern is whether we actually need a tram network. We already have an excellent transport system with our buses and roads. In fact, with the tram network, there'll be less space for road traffic. So whatever gains we make on the one side will be cancelled out by the reduced number of vehicles coming into the city. On top of that, trams are potentially dangerous for cyclists. And this could have an effect on our efforts to promote cycling and build more cycle lanes. And finally, at a time when we're supposed to be cutting back, we can't really justify spending this much money on a scheme with very few benefits. Unless we can find some way of funding this with 100% private capital, I'd say it's out of the question.